In the end, Mrs. Joe stopped for breath and said to Mr. Pumblechook, "Have a little brandy, Uncle. There is a bottle already open." It had happened at last. Now she would discover I had stolen some brandy and put water in the bottle. Mr. Pumblechook held his glass up to the light, smiled importantly at it, and drank it. When, immediately afterwards, he jumped up and began to rush round the room in a strange, wild dance, we all stared at him in great surprise. Was he mad? I wondered if I had murdered him, but if so, how? At last, he threw himself gasping into a chair, crying, "Medicine!" Then I understood. Instead of filling up the brandy bottle with water, I had put Mrs. Joe's strongest and most unpleasant medicine in by mistake. That was what the big brown bottle contained. "But how could my medicine get into a brandy bottle?" asked my sister. Fortunately, she had no time to find the answer, as Mr. Pumblechook was calling for a hot rum to remove the taste of the medicine. "And now," she said, when the fat man was calmer, "you must all try Uncle Pumblechook's present to us, a really delicious meat pie." "That's right, Mrs. Joe," said Mr. Pumblechook, looking more cheerful now. "Bring in the pie."